Hey, Annie, you know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show with Ernestine Wade, Ed Max, Will Wright, Leo Clary, Joe Kearns, Byron Kane, Johnny Lee, Jeff Alexander's music, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Amos. You know, it's a nice feeling to be able to say something to our friends which we honestly and sincerely believe ourselves. That is why I take these few seconds at the beginning of this program to tell you about Rexall. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Rexall scientists are working in the great laboratories of Rexall constantly to give you the finest drug products, and there is no truer statement than the fact that you can depend on any drug product that bears the famous name Rexall.
Well, today, let's look in at the Federal Courts building in downtown New York. A large black truck is pulled up to the curb. There are bars on the window, and a uniformed man is riding on the platform in back. The rear door opens, and two men get out, handcuffed to each other. As they're being escorted into the building by armed guards, the first one turns to the other and says,
"They can't do this to us, Andy. I tell you, they can't do it to us."
"Listen, Kingfish, this ain't exactly costume jewelry they got on our wrists."
"All right, you two, move along, move along."
"Yeah, so we moving. We moving right now."
How did this all come about? Did Andy rob a bank? Did the Kingfish murder his wife? No. The Kingfish bought an electric clock. Yes, just 10 days ago, the Kingfish came into his apartment with a parcel under his arm.
Look at this beautiful, lovely clock here, honey. Now, to get it to work, all you gotta do is to stick the plug in."
"Huh, to get it to work. I wish there was a plug like that for you."
"Well, now, wait a minute, sir. Every time I come in the house, you jumps all over me. Crossing that threshold is just being like crossing the 38th parallel."
"The idea of you coming home with an expensive electric clock. We owe so much money now to the grocer, he won't give us no more credit. The milkman won't come no more, and the bakery done closed down on us, and you comes home with an electric clock."
"Well, it's a good thing to have around here. With a clock, we can see how many meals we has missed." I'm going to show you how the thing works, honey. Now, let me plug it in the socket here."
"Wait a minute, George. That clock runs on AC current, and we got DC here."
"We got AC here."
"We have not. We got DC."
"It is AC. Now, I'll plug it in and show you."
It's too bad you had that bad luck with that electric clock, Kingfish. What you gonna do with the thing?"
"Well, it was damaged, little Andy. I got it here in the box."
"Yeah, let me see the thing, Kingfish."
"Yeah, I'll put it here on the desk."
"That is the loosest clock I done ever seen."
"Yeah, I plugged the thing in, and the next thing I knowed, it was raining nuts and bolts, huh?"
"Yeah, well, what you gonna do with the thing, Kingfish?"
"Well, I'm thinking of taking it back to the store. I got a lifetime guarantee on it."
"Lifetime guarantee? From the looks of that thing, you could collect double indemnity."
"Well, I'm gonna get my money back. Listen to the guarantee here."
"Yeah, read it."
"Quote, lifetime guarantee, period. If during the life of this instrument, comma, there should be any mechanic failure, comma, or if you should have any trouble with your semicolon, motor, escapement, or should there be any other mechanical failure whatsoever, simply return it to the place of purchase, and our obliging representative will cheerfully refund your money." Now, there it is right there.
"Cheerful refund the money, huh?" Come on, Kingfish. Let's take the thing over to the store and give the man a good laugh.
Yeah, this is the department store where I bought the clock, ain't it? I don't see the fella that waited on me, though.
Yeah, well, here come a clerk over here now.
Ah, good afternoon to you, gentlemen. May I be of some assistance, I trust?
Yowza, you trust correctly, Yowza.
Yeah, we come over here to give you a laugh.
Mother, you carry the A.E. Jocelyn clock here, don't you?
Oh, why, yes, we do. I'd be only too happy to show you one of those wonderful, wonderful Jocelyn clocks.
Yeah, Mother, but you see...
I just can't tell you enough about what a perfect timepiece the Jocelyn is.
I want to return a Jocelyn clock.
Return? I'll give you a shot in the head.
Now, listen here, Mother. This thing has got a guarantee, and when you guarantee something, you guarantee it.
Yes, sir. We is protected against semicolons and everything else.
Another clock.
Oh, all right, if you want to be sneaky and take advantage of that guarantee. But you'll have to take the clock over to the wholesale house.
All right, we'll do that. Now, where is the wholesale house?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Well, I thought we'd never find this wholesale house, Annie. Why did they have to put the thing on Staten Island?
I don't know, but the man say if we wait, the head distributor from the New York area would talk to us about giving us a new clock, he said.
Hey, wait a minute. Here comes somebody now.
I'm a king, Faithful. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la. My king, hello, how are you?
Excuse me, Mother.
Yeah.
But is you the head distributor for the New York area?
Who else?
Well, we want to see you bought a broken clock.
Well, we ain't got no broken clocks here. Only
No, mister. My friend here got a Jocelyn clock and it done broke on it.
The Jocelyn broke down on you?
That's right, sir, and it say in the guarantee that you promise to stand behind it.
That's absolutely correct.
How are we getting someplace? In other words, you guarantee us to give us a new clock.
You do again, right.
Fine. Now give us a new clock.
I'll give you a shot in the head.
Now look, mister.
Listen, mister. The man got a guarantee for the clock. Now why can't you give him a new one?
I'm awful sorry, gentlemen, but it is contrary to the established policy of the company to make restitution for defect articles, except at the place of the origin. To wit, the factory.
Oh, then we'll go to the factory, but where is the factory?
In Brooklyn. At Shamahorn and Kosciuszko.
At Shamahu and Kosciuszko, what is it?
Shamahorn and Kosciuszko. They're treats.
Treats?
Yeah, two treats.
Oh, streets.
That's right. I said treats, didn't I?
Come on, Andy. We'll find the factory.
Boy, don't you meet the most peculiar people.
You sent for me, Colonel Johnson?
Oh, yes, Carter. I know it's only been 2 days since the Army has taken over the Jocelyn Clock Factory. But I must caution you again that we must observe at all times the Army security. Some of the workmen are neglectful about wearing their identification badges.
Yes, Colonel, we'll take care of that. It's a little difficult for all of us. 3 days ago, we were the Jocelyn Clock Factory, and now we're up to our necks in government work.
Well, we must maintain security regulations at all times. By the way, Carter, that new altimeter clock for the Air Force that your department is handling is strictly top secret.
Yes, sir.
I'm attending a meeting this afternoon, but I'm expecting 2 men from the Office of Defense Mobilization down in Washington, D.C. They're picking up your working model of the altimeter clock and taking it back to the ODM office in Washington for final approval.
Oh, yes, sir. When the 2 men get here this afternoon, I'll turn the clock over to them.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Rexall's wonderful new product, Anapac, is a good example. Anapac combines well-known antihistamine with the time-tested APC formula for quicker, all-round relief from cold symptoms. Ask for Anapac, A-N-A-P-A-C, Anapac, at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
There, we'll stop right here, Lightning.
Aye, sir.
Yeah, Kingfish. This is Schermerhorn and that other street.
Thanks for the lift, Lightning.
I hope I can make it back to New York. This second-hand car I got is missing just about everything.
Come on, Lightning. Back around here someplace.
Yeah, wait a minute. There it is, Kingfish. See the sign on the gate? Jocelyn Clock Company. Hey, but look, wait a minute there. Look there marching up and down in front of it. It's a soldier with a gun on his shoulder.
There, probably an army post around here someplace, ain't it?
Yeah, either that or they is really fighting off that lifetime guarantee.
Oh, don't be silly, Andy. Ain't no soldier guarding the clock, company. Come on.
Halt! Halt or I'll shoot!
It's a lifetime guarantee, all right.
Well, now, wait a minute. Look, Mr. Soldier, what's wrong here? We just going in the clock, company.
You take another step and I'll shoot.
Uh-oh, Kingfish, here's where we really get the shot in the head.
Now, look, Mother, what's going on here? Me and my friend come over here about a clock and...
The clock. We've been expecting you two men. Your pass is right here. Mr. Carter on the fourth floor.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. That's much better, yes, sir.
Terribly sorry. I didn't realize you were a couple of VIPs from the ODM.
Well, RSVP to YOU. Call Roger over and all that stuff, too. Come on.
Say, Kingfish, what do you mean with that VIP ODM and all that business? What is it?
I don't know, Ender. All I want to do is to get the CLOCK and get out of here. That's all. Well, Ender, this is a nice office Mr. Carter got you. The secretary says he'd see us in a minute.
Yeah, she says that he's expecting us. I guess that fellow at the wholesale house done called up and said we was coming.
Yeah, we're getting a little action around here for a change.
How do you do, gentlemen? Name is Carter. The colonel isn't here, but he left the details up to me.
No.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but we're just swamped with work for the USAF.
Uh-oh, another one of them alphabet boys.
Can I get you gentlemen something? A little lunch? Something like that?
Oh, no thanks. Oh, we done had a salami sandwich on the way over here. Look, mister, we has kind of been running around all day. How about the clock?
Oh, yes. I know you're very busy. I have it right here in this box. Here you are, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, mister. Thank you.
And let us know if everything's all right with the clock. After all, we don't want any trouble with D.C.
We don't have enough trouble with D.C. ourselves. We go put it in the right plug this time, I guess.
Plug?
Yeah, P-L-U-G, plug.
I am not familiar with that organization. Clock, and don't forget, gentlemen, you are in the possession of one of our top secrets.
Don't worry, mister. We ain't gonna blab it around. We understand.
Shh. Yeah, shh. We got you, mister. Numb is the word.
Yeah.
Shh. Fine. Good day, gentlemen.
Yeah. We'll tiptoe out of here.
Say, Kingfish. They sure want to keep this quiet, don't they?
Well, if you made a clock that blew up in people's faces, you'd want to keep it quiet, too. Well, Andy, I got the AC current here in the lodge hall. Let's unwrap the clock and give it the test run here.
Yeah. Boy, they really wrapped this thing up nice. Got a seal on it and everything.
Yeah, tear it open there.
There we is.
Lot smaller than that other one, ain't it?
Yeah, they must have given us a different model. And look here, Kingfish. That ain't no Jocelyn. is made by a different company. Some fella by a named Al Timida. And it's broke, too. It's only got one hand on it. Look at that.
Hey, let me see the thing here. Let me shake it here. Mm-hmm. Seem to be running.
Yeah, what time do it say?
Well, as near as I can figure out, it's 10 minutes to 700 feet.
Kingfish, they has give you the wrong kind of a clock. What a jip outfit that is. You ought to make them take this back, too.
Yeah, listen, Andy, I could never go through that again. I just have to write this off as a total loss. Throw the thing in the wastebasket there, Andy. How you like that Jocelyn company? What a bunch of crooks. I'd report them to the Better Business Bureau if they wasn't after me for that real estate deal I pulled 2 weeks ago.
Carter speaking.
Mr. Carter, this is Sergeant Appleby at Gate 2.
What is it, Appleby?
Well, there are two men here at the gate. They say they're from the Office of Defense Mobilization to pick up that special clock.
Why, the clock's already been picked up. The two men from the ODM were here an hour ago.
That's why I called, sir. They say they don't know anything about the other two. And the credentials of these men are all in order.
Good heavens! Say, do you realize that somehow we've given the clock to the wrong men? And it was on the top secret list.
Oh, Mr. Carter, you don't think those other men...
There's no question about it. They were evidently some sort of foreign agents. Call Colonel Johnson. He's at Governor's Island. And call the FBI. This is terrible. We must apprehend those two men at all costs.
And now here's your Rexall family druggist.
These days, most people already know that adding a multivitamin supplement to your daily diet is a sure way of guarding against that listless, run-down feeling caused by vitamin deficiency. But not everyone knows a dependable, convenient, and inexpensive way of doing it.
Believe me, that's what I'm looking for.
Then you're looking for Rexall Plenamins.
Plenamins?
Yes, ma'am. Rexall's famous multivitamin capsules. Two Plenamins a day give you 10 important vitamins, including vitamin B12 and valuable liver concentrate and iron. That way, you get vitamin protection plus. And Plenamins are so convenient to take. The daily dosage is foil-wrapped and individually sealed. Just tear it off and all the rest remains sanitarily protected. That's why you can carry Plenamins in your purse or pocket. With complete safety.
And with all that, they're not expensive?
As a matter of fact, Plenamins cost you only pennies per day. Ask for Plenamins. That's Plenamins. Plenamins. At Rexall drugstores everywhere.
I'm Sergeant Appleby. You sent for me, sir?
Yes, I'm Durant, FBI. Now, these two men you admitted to the plant. From your report here, one man was of medium build, bald, and did most of the talking, huh?
Yes, sir.
And the other man was on the heavy side, wore a derby, and was smoking a cigar.
I sure hope you'll catch him, sir.
Well, the trail is pretty warm. I think we may get a lead somewhere along the line.
That's right, Mr. Durant. One of them didn't have no hair. And the other one was the fat guy, and he smoked a cigar. But I never for 1 minute dreamed they were spies.
Did either one of them say anything that might give us a clue?
No, they didn't. Now, wait a minute. When they were leaving the department store, the chubby one said to the other...
Is there any way I could get this automobile started?
Excuse me. I wonder if you could help me.
Yeah, sir.
I'm looking for two men. Understand they live someplace in the neighborhood. One man's fairly tall and is bald, and the other one is on the stout side, wears a derby and smokes a cigar. You know anyone like that?
Yeah, sir. There's Mr. Andy and Mr. Kingfish. They hang around over the Mr. Knights of the Sea Lodge Hall. If you whiz over there, I think you'll find them.
Well, thanks. Thank you very much. I'll whiz over there, all right.
Let me see if I can get this car going here.
Yes, the FBI moved in, and the next thing Andy and the Kingfish knew, they were in the federal building facing some rather strong accusations.
Andrew H. Brown and George Stevens, you are accused of violating the security regulations of the United States of America.
I don't know what that means there, mister, but from the way you're saying it, I think it's the best thing for us to deny it.
Officer, I tell you, whatever it is, we is innocent, and we is prepared to answer any question you ask.
Yes, sir. We is both prepared to answer anything.
Well, that's better. Now, at 1:45 yesterday afternoon, you entered the Jocelyn Clock Company.
I was prepared to answer that. Yes, sir.
And you took a box from Mr. Carter's office?
Yes, sir. I was prepared to answer that.
And that box contained a top-secret altimeter, the illegal possession of which carries a penalty of up to 25 years in the penitentiary. Now, where is the altimeter at the present time?
That's one of the questions my friend is prepared to answer, ain't it?
Well, look, mister, we don't want no trouble with nobody. It's a simple thing, mister.
That's better. If you tell the truth, it won't go too hard on you.
Yes, sir. Well, you see, mister, the Kingfish done put the clock in D.C. when he ought to put it in A.C. We went to have our cheerful money refunded. And then we seed Mr. Kosciuszko, and then we went to Brooklyn, and the man done stuck a bayonet in our stomach. Then Mr. Carter invited us to lunch. Then when we got back, the clock said 10 minutes to 700 feet, and, well, that's the whole thing in a nutshell.
Now, can we go, Mr. Pleaser?
Sit down.
Oh, yeah, sir, yeah, sir.
Now, see here, you two.
Colonel, can I see you for a minute?
Certainly.
Colonel, we're not getting any place like this. The thing to do is to use the old confession gimmick.
Yeah, what's that?
We separate them for a couple of hours, and then we tell one of them that the other has confessed. If I've judged my man right, the other one will break down and come clean.
Yes, well, I think you ought to try it on the fat one. He looks like a little easy nut to crack.
Oh, me. I wonder why they split me and the Kingfish up. I must have been in this room here by myself for hours. I guess this is what they call sanitary confinement. I don't know what in the world I would...
All right, Brown. It's all over. Your friend has just cracked.
Holy smoke, mister. You shouldn't have hit him that hard. He's...
We didn't touch him. I mean, he's confessed everything.
Oh.
And, Brown, from his story, we learned that you were the mastermind of an international espionage ring. You have worked out a scheme to undermine our government in your own cunning and diabolical mind, haven't you?
Who, me?
Well, there's no use stalling. Stevens has told us the whole story. He's named a confederate. He's named dates and give us a full account of your activities. And he's even give us the name of the foreign government you're working for. Now, what do you say to that?
Well, like I say, mister, you shouldn't have hit him that hard.
Bah.
Well, how'd you make out?
Oh, no good, Colonel. You better lock him up for a couple of days and see what happens. But I'll tell you one thing. If these men are foreign agents, this country has nothing to worry about.
Hey, Calhoun, I gotta see you right away.
Now, hi, Amos. What's up?
Hey, Calhoun, I just heard they got Andy and the Kingfish locked up down at the federal building.
Holy mackerel. What's the charge?
Espionage.
That's a trumped-up charge. Them boys never started a fire in their lives.
Listen, Calhoun, this is a serious matter. If you was ever going to be any help to him, now is the time. The FBI is after him and everything.
Oh, well, I'll go down there right now and get him out. And don't worry about Algonquin J. Calhoun, because Algonquin J. Calhoun is on the ball. At all times, he knows where he's going. At all times, he knows where he's headed. Come on. I ought to put a swinging door in here.
Calhoun, excuse me, mister. I'm so nervous. Now, you just stand right there, will you, Calhoun?
Yeah, I'll be here.
I is Amos Jones, and this is Mr. Calhoun. The girl said that you was Mr. Durant, the one that got my friends in jail here.
Yeah, that's right. Do you have anything to do with this case?
Yeah, so you see, mister, they are friends of mine, and you know I...
Wait a minute, Amos. Wait a minute. I is the lawyer here, and I'll do the talking. Mister, I is here to expedite the immediate release of these two sterling citizens from the confinement that they is now incarcerated in. In short, I guys here to spring the bum.
And what are your grounds for their release?
What are my grounds? Is you familiar with the rights of habeas corpus?
I am.
Is you familiar with the Declaration of Independence?
I am.
Is you familiar with Section 44, Paragraph 9 of the Penal Code governing the rights of seizure?
I am.
Are you familiar with Waldo P. Jackson of 247 Dyer Street, Union Southern, New Jersey?
But what has he got to do with the case?
Nothing. I just wanted to come up with something you wasn't familiar with.
I can't waste any more time with you. These men are being held on serious charges.
Yeah, may I say something here, mister?
What is it? What is it?
Well, I has known these two fellas for a long time, and they ain't try to steal nothing from the government.
No, they're plenty stuff to steal in their own neighborhood.
Now, look, mister, I done talked to Mr. Stevens' wife, and the only reason they went over to the clock factory was to return a broken clock. I got the thing right here.
Well, it's a Jocelyn clock, all right. It's broken. Granted the story is true, where's the altimeter?
Well, I don't know, sir. It must be around someplace.
Well, it seems that finding the altimeter is the test of this whole story. If we recover the altimeter, we'll release these men, and not until then.
Oh, thank you, sir. We'll find it someplace, because I know they is innocent, sir. I know that.
Oh, me, Kingfish, we've been in jail for 4 days.
Yeah, and, what's the matter with them dummies? We done threw the altimeter right in the wastebasket. Why can't they find it? Why can't they find it? I am sorry, Sapphire. We done turned the large hall upside down.
Oh, this is terrible. They'll never let George out of jail. They'll never let him out.
I'm sorry. We'll release Stevens and Brown when the altimeter is found and not 1 minute before.
Lightning, I want to thank you very much for the lift. Your car runs very nicely for a second-hand car.
I also, Miss Van Poulter, thank you. I'll leave it in the morning for California. That's too bad about the Kingfish and Andy. Somebody told me what's going on, but I never did get the story on it. I think they was in jail, though, for a spell, Andy.
Yes, yes. I ain't heard none of the details myself, but it's a terrible thing. Careful, Lightning, careful. Ain't you driving awful fast? How fast is you going, anyway?
I can't seem to figure out this new speedometer I found. All they say right here now is we are 700 feet above sea level.
Again, here's your Rexall family druggist.
Next time you start to buy aspirin, remember, there's no faster-acting aspirin made than Rexall aspirin. When swallowed with water, the 5 full grains of pure aspirin in every Rexall tablet are ready to go to work for you even before they reach your stomach. What's more, in the economy-size 100-tablet bottle, Rexall aspirin costs you barely more than half a cent per tablet. Ask for Rexall aspirin at any Rexall drugstore.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to visit your friendly Rexall druggist. Good night.
See you next Sunday.
For the woman in 10 with sensitive skin,
there's Carinome hand cream.
One woman in every 10 has an extra sensitive, extra tender skin. And for that woman,
there's Carinome hand cream. Like all of Carinome, it's hypoallergenic. Pure, mild, safe for most sensitive skins. It softens, beautifies, protects.
For the woman in 10 with sensitive skin,
there's Carinome hand cream.
At Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Be with us next Sunday at the same time when your Rexall druggist will again present the Amos and Andy Show. The Amos and Andy Show is written by Joe Connolly, Bob Mosher, and Bob Ross. Stay tuned for the Edgar Berg and Charlie McCarthy program, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Ken Dial speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.